Thank you, Eileen. And we have lots of time for questions. And so I want to open up the floor to a good discussion. If anybody wants to jump in, I also have a list of questions myself. Gentlemen over here.
Willie Fonio was the conservation chair of the Delta chapter of the Sierra Club, which covers Louisiana. And have a couple of suggestions for changes in the first two presenters. And I apologize, I don't have your name. In the first presenter, one of your speakers talked about how we have altered millions of acres of wetlands to farmland and whatever else they are. It's the use of language. I would go back and reshoot part of his presentation because my guess is he didn't change any of those wetlands. He's talking about society has changed or the developers have changed. And when we use something like we have altered water quality or wetlands, he's including himself in having done the alteration. And I don't think we should be using language like that too. I'm sure the National Wildlife Federation wouldn't want to say the National Wildlife Federation has altered 10 million acres of wetland. So if you can alter it before you go to your final version, I believe that would help make it a little more clear. And the second presenter, and again, I apologize for not remembering your name, but I think we all need to get out of the use of the terms 100 year and 500 year storm events, because they're not actually, they don't occur once every 100 or once every 500 years. It's actually the 1% storm and the 0.5% storm. 100 year flood can occur every 10 years or every 8 years, or you've had a couple of places here where they've occurred every year. And it's actually, the Corps of Engineers, our consultant for them, when that program first came out, was trying to think of some way to be able to talk about it. Because it's actually the 1% flood means that it can occur the 365 days in the year. A 1% flood could occur 3.65 days in every year. So when you get through about 10 years, it's the 36.5% flood. And that's why you can have more than a flood every 100 years. And I think we need to get out of talking about the 100 year and the 500 year flood, because that's not what it is. And if we don't have clarity in our language, it's hard for the public to understand. Well, how come we've had 1,000 year floods in the last 15 years? You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. And I don't know if you want to respond to anything about language. I know that was one of the questions on my list for Joel, was to talk a little bit about what efforts might be underway to redefine, you know, the 1% floods, and as we're seeing those more and more frequently, especially with climate change. And I want to ask you to use the microphone.
Thank you for your comments, and you're absolutely right. We should be talking about it as the 1% and 0.2% chance of floods, because it is confusing when the public hears that, oh, 100 year flood. They expect a flood not to happen for their lifetime. And so to use that terminology would probably be best. In terms of how the agencies are going about redefining the terms, I'm not exactly sure. I know FEMA still uses the term 100 year flood in a lot of their language, but if it'd be good their clarification, I agree that would be helpful.
Just to add on to that, I spend a lot of time talking with floodplain managers, and I think they would all share your comments about the terminology. And it's a continual conversation that yes, it should change, but it's so ingrained in the policy and the culture that it's extremely difficult even among practitioners, let alone the public.
I think your points are very well received, this group. Do other folks have questions? Oh, yes, lots of them. Sir?
Yeah, thanks.